Is it you? We met each other on the internet about 2 years ago. You were locked in that sex chat. What was your nickname? Something like Cum Girl, right? This is you, isn't it? I remember a lot of naughty nights we spent together. We had some role plays and cybersex games. That was one of the games. I've been sitting in front of the computer almost every night. When you were on, we had a lot of dirty action going on. And if not, I stroke my cock while watching your pics. He looked so hot. Every time I set my eyes on your body, my cock would grow so hot and I couldn't resist pulling my hands inside my pants and starting to do it. And then one night you asked me to come over to see you. Just give me a little time to get a shower, you added. Man, I was so nervous. Thank God I hadn't whacked off throughout the day. Time was short. I also got into the shower, already imagining what would happen in the near future. I knew how you felt, but not in real life. What would I do with you? What would you do with me? And then I wondered, should I jerk off my cock so I could give it to you longer, or should I, so I could give you more of my jizz? I decided not to do it. I put on a shirt and some tight boxes and worked my way to you. I was really excited when you opened the door, and then I saw you. A man's dream come true, wearing a red corset, black short skirt, stockings and high heels. I could feel something move inside my pants. We both knew what would happen in the next few minutes, and yet I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe a woman like you would want to get fucked by me. Won't you come in, you said, and give me a kiss? I mean, you kissed me so many times before when you had, And then I kissed you, gently, our tongues slightly touching each other. But I could tell you wanted more, and the way you looked would make every man want more. We didn't stop kissing. You shut the door with one hand and then embraced me passionately. I guess at that moment you could feel what I was thinking about you. My cock was hard and oppressive against your body. Why don't you take off your shirt, you asked me, and your jeans, and anything else that you're wearing? And what about you? And then you said, I'm not wearing anything I would need to take off if I wanted to get fucked. That girl's kinky, I thought. We got into your bedroom. He sat on the bed and whispered, slowly. I took off my shirt, slowly, as you told me, my jeans, socks, and then my tight boxers. I was standing in front of you, naked, with my hard dick pointing to the ceiling. You seemed to enjoy the show. You were looking at my cock, smiling. Do you like what you see? You asked. 'Cause I definitely like what I see. Me too, I said. And then you wanted me to rub my cock while I was looking at you. I felt a little uncomfortable. You wanted me to do so many things, but up to now you did nothing. But I was too horny. I grabbed my cock and then did what you wanted me to do. And that turned you on, bitch. You also started to touch yourself. You didn't wear any panties on your skirt. You were a really nasty girl. You took your time. You loved that little game. Then I stepped closer, stroking my cock right in front of your face. Your eyes were sparkling. You just sat on your bed and watched it. A big hard cock being jerked in front of your very eyes. Your fingers also must have done a good job. I could see desire in your shimmering eyes. You opened your mouth, willingly looking at me. I understood. I put my cock inside your mouth, but you kept looking at me. Then I actually understood. You didn't want to blow me. You simply wanted me to fuck your mouth. And that's what I did. I used it to my pleasure. And you wanted to be used, wanted me to do with you what I like. Now and then you gagged on me. You were so hot. And your eyes wide open, telling that you'd be submissive. Will you strip for me? You did. You had to be a professional, I thought, and this time it was me who enjoyed the show. You took off your curls and your skirt. Still wearing stockings and high heels, you showed me your tits, your ass, and your pussy. Anything I wanted to see. One, two, or three? You asked, pointing to the three regions of your body. One, I replied, not knowing what to expect. Then you pressed your titties into my face, me sucking on your nipples and squeezing your boobs, burying my face in your chest. And then you sat down on me, on my cock. Do you mind? Hell no, I wanted it so much. Suddenly you stopped and turned away. You don't even know how I taste. Then show me. You laid on the bed, spreading your legs. I kissed the inside of your thighs, and then I devoted myself to your pussy. You were already wet. I like your taste. Will you give me more of that? More of your pussy juice? It worked, and I got more of it. My tongue played up and down your gap, and sometimes made its way inside. I love the taste of your cum. Let my cock taste your pussy as well. Wait, you cut me off. I don't know how you taste. We switch positions, and you suck my cock. Oh, I love blowjobs, and you knew how to give head. Now you can fuck me, you said, but I grinned. But I don't even know how you taste. You smiled and laid you on your back, but I made you turn around. And then I started to lick you again, but this time, your anus. You immediately flinched, but swiftly relaxed and enjoyed it. You started to moan. Don't stop. I didn't. I grabbed your tits and licked your ass with my tongue. Fuck me, you moaned. Fuck me right now. I got up and got my cock to your pussy lips. No, not there. Wow, what a girl, I thought. Fuck my ass. I fucked you from behind. So tight, yes. I've never fucked a girl in the ass before and fucked her pussy. It felt so good. I commanded you to scream louder, and you did, you filthy whore. Do my fucking cunt too, you cried and turned around. I kissed you while my cock entered your slippery grotto. Aroused as you were, you bit my neck and encouraged me to fuck you harder and deeper. From then on, you wanted to ride my cock. I'd let you be the cowgirl, sliding in and out. I put my hands on your titties and massaged them. I love to see you fuck me. Out of nowhere, you sat on my face, pressing that lubricious cunt against my lips, and I ate you out. You whispered into my ear, I know you want to come on my face, so let me do it too. I couldn't hit back. You were damn right. And you knew it, you perverted slut. I could feel you getting wetter and wetter. I had my hands on your hips. You had your eyes closed and grinded on my face, moaning and using me for having your pleasures. Your whole body started to shiver and you came on my face. You squirted and made me drink a lot of pussy juice. I loved it. Loved to have a wet face due to your orgasms. I think it turned me on in the same way that it turned you on. Fortunately, you knew what to do. You knelt down in front of me. I am your cum slut. Please give me that load. In that moment I was so happy I'd saved my cum for you. She'll get a nice cum shot. You looked me in the eyes, your mouth slightly open, anticipating. And then I just dried in your face, cum dripping from your chin to your breast. I could tell how long you've been craving for my cum. I am your cum slut, you insisted. That was you, right?